Today is Friday, February 21st. From the Northwest Wisconsin News Center, I'm Ryan Quinn. Here's a look at today's top stories. Rice Lake's National Guard Armory is for sale. Chautauqua hosts the annual Winterfest to raise money for Pink Ribbon Advocacy. And the Berkey is here, and there's an app to help spectators navigate. Here's today's first story. Rice Lake's National Guard Armory is for sale. Carl Cooley tells us more.
The city of Rice Lake has been offered the right of first refusal and option to buy the property for $550,000. Rice Lake Mayor Harlan Dodd said the price is negotiable and the city has not yet made a decision to buy or not. Under consideration is how to pay for it and what the building could be used for. A future need for the city is a new fire hall, and Dodd supports turning the armory into one.
Because what we can pay for the building and what it would cost to renovate it and add on would probably save the residents of Rice Lake about $15 million. It is in a residential neighborhood, so they would not turn their sirens on until they got out to a major street. Then they would activate the sirens.
Other proposals include a recreation center, senior citizen center, or affordable housing. The city has until mid-April to decide to purchase. Residents can find contact info for their council member online at cityofricelake.com. I'm Carl Cooley.
Chautauqua's Winterfest will raise money for a worthy cause. Christian Emery has the story.
Chautauqua will welcome snowmobile racers and fans from all around the state of Wisconsin and beyond as it hosts Winterfest this weekend. The event will not only help raise money for the Chautauqua Chamber of Commerce, but also another worthy cause. Winterfest director Rob Licht explains.
When the bikini run, which is at 1 o'clock, that's to raise money for Pink Ribbon Advocacy. And that's where participants race a sled 500 feet down a packed track. And then we give away awards for fastest person on the track of the day. And then also most money raised, male and female.
The event will also feature snowmobile events for kids and more. If you would like more information, it can be found at chautauquawinterfest.org. I'm Christian Emery.
An online guide will keep you informed during Berkey Week. Amber Gonski with the details.
It's day three of Berkey events in Hayward, and a variety of resources are available to help spectators navigate this week's schedule. Ben Popp, executive director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, talks about where to find information.
First and foremost, I would download the Berkey app. If you go to the App Store or in Google, and it has everything from the spectator guide to road closures to tracking. If you knew somebody likes doing an event, you can actually put in their name and it'll track them and show you where they are on the course. Secondly, there's a spectator lot, which is by far the easiest. A lot of the roads are closed and it's just really, really hard to get around. And so go to the spectator lot. It'll guide you right to it in the app. It's actually over by Lumberjack World Championships. The parking lot we use for that is they bust you right in.
The Berkey Expo will take place at the high school until 7 p.m., including new on-snow demos. The big race is tomorrow and ski demos on Sunday. Spectators are encouraged to check out viewing areas at the trailhead and cable, as well as points along the course between Cable and Hayward. You can find links to the Berkey app, plus schedules and other information on the website, berkey.com. I'm Amber Gonski.
From the Northwest Wisconsin News Center, I'm Ryan Quinn. Have a great Friday.